Talking always came naturally to Chung Cho-ju. Growing up as an only child in China's remote and frigid Dajing-anling prefecture bordering Russia, Chun wanted to be an actor. He also wanted to be on television. His mother pushed him to study law, which he did at Heilongjiang University. But he also took courses on drama and broadcasting. After graduating from college, he hosted a local talk show in his spare time. In 2007, Chun moved to Beijing, and after passing China's equivalent of the bar exam, he took a job at the prestigious Longan Law Firm. His focus on media, broadcasting, and internet law earned him the nickname Cultural Lawyer. After work, he dabbled in stand-up comedy at local bars and did voice acting. He also loved being a contestant on TV programs, including I Am a Speaker, a talent show for orators modeled on The Voice. Panels of judges evaluated contestants on diction, message, and expression. His final performance on the show was on The Power of Speech. Chun contrasted censorship in Nazi Germany with Thomas Jefferson's commitment to free expression as embodied in the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. A country can only grow stronger when it is accompanied by critics, Chun proclaimed. Only freedom of expression and the freedom of press can protect a country from descending into a place where the weak are preyed upon by the strong. Chun was awarded second place. Chun used the renown generated by his television appearances to build a formidable social media following. He asked prominent journalists to coach him and help him hone his delivery. In 2018, he uploaded more than 400 short videos that provided a basic tutorial on Chinese law. He gained more than 1.5 million followers on TikTok, making him the most popular legal personality on the entire platform. During a speech to university students, Chun recalled that he had only studied law to please his mother and that his true passion was journalism. Being on TV was not just a lifelong aspiration, it made him proud. But Chun was also committed to something more profound. He wanted to bear witness. He wanted to tell the truth. In the summer of 2019, as street protests exploded across Hong Kong, Chun got his chance. The protests were sparked by a new extradition bill that subjected Hong Kongers to criminal prosecution in mainland China for offenses against national security. After three activists who participated in the 2014 protests, known as the Umbrella Movement, were sentenced to jail, thousands of Hong Kongers poured into the streets to express their disdain. Chun wanted to know more, but had no confidence in the accounts he was reading in the Chinese media. He flew from Beijing to Hong Kong on August 17th, armed with a smartphone and a commitment to honestly report what he saw. Chun was 34 and single, with no one waiting for him at home. The Umbrella Movement had begun when Hong Kong students occupied buildings throughout the city to protest the erosion of democracy and the increasing influence of Beijing. Under the 1997 handover agreement, China had pledged to maintain civil rights, an independent judiciary, and capitalism in the former British colony, a commitment that was codified in the Basic Law. While the Basic Law represented a binding international agreement, it also reflected the realities of the moment, namely that Hong Kong was an economic engine for all of China, a manufacturing hub and the center for direct foreign investment that the mainland needed.